Cooperation to achieve only goals creates competition. For example, election campaigns generate opposing campaigns. Organizations that support public schools generate organizations that support private schools, and so on. All intend to succeed. These goals may seem valid, but if you need to win to feel better than others, you inhabit a world of winners and losers, and your self-worth depends upon being the winner. It is painful not to win, and to ease the pain, you try again. That is competition. When you run your race, write your book, or anything else to do your best, then your joy comes from engaging life fully, without reservation or distraction. You forget your fears, and your life is joyful. You appreciate the other team or the other author, and you cheer them to their best. Can you imagine such a life? Competition and war grow from the same seed, the intention to create external power. The only difference between competition and war is the amount of violence allowed. In war, there is no limit. When family members, corporations, and nations compete, they engage each other as enemies, whether or not they think of themselves in that way. The intention of an individual to impose values and beliefs on another individual is identical in nature to the intention of a nation to impose its economics and ideology on another nation. When you compete, you plant the seed of war. When you co-create, you plant the seed of peace. Co-creators know their creative power, intend to use it wisely, and take responsibility for their creations.